Man, give me a break. I said, how about a sermonette? Something short, okay? So y'all can hang with me just for something relatively short. I promise you it'll be short. It's a wonderful time of worship. But it's always necessary to open the Word of God, I think. I've had a good week. I don't know about you. Getting ready for Christmas. It's hard to believe another year has come around. I've had a good week for a number of different reasons. I'll tell you a number of different reasons. Number one, I was off work. It'll be almost 14 days before I go back. If I wish I was old enough to retire, so I had enough money, I wouldn't go back to work. That was a good thing. The other good thing happened, it's the first time I can ever remember that I went through Carmela's light thing and I saw all 12 days of Christmas. You know, so I miss one every year. If you go through, try to catch them. And I told Angela this year, if I miss one, I'm going to put it in reverse and we're going back to traffic all the way back to 259. So we got all of them. So good news, I'll embarrass her, my youngest daughter. She graduated grad school, University of Virginia, and so she's in for the week. And so that's always a good thing. So the only advice I had for her is get a job. I'll give her a hard time. She's here. I don't care. I don't know where she got her intellect. It was mine and Angela's put together. Speaks Chinese, Spanish, English. She got a master's in, what is it?
Linguistics.
I can't even spell linguistics. So I said, I don't know what you do with it. I said, go work for the CIA. That's what I told her. But she hates the government, so that won't go well. So, yeah. And I can understand that. I really can understand that. And then the last thing that we'll get into, I made a theological discovery this week. I'm going to test somebody's knowledge here. All right, I'm going to test it. Don't open your Bible. I'm going to say, who knows this without opening the Bible? What was the name of the angel who came to the shepherds? To the shepherds. Anybody know the name of the angel who came to the shepherds? Thinking about it. It's not in most translations. Mark, shake his head. Mark, I thought you would know this. It's only in the King James. It is. The name of the shepherd was Lo. It says, Lo, the shepherd that came to the... Read it. That was a good job. It says, Lo, the angel of the Lord came to the shepherd. So his name was Lo. So. My wife said, don't tell that joke. I said, oh. Then when your wife tells you don't do something, it's more reason to do it, right? So now you got all this theological knowledge. Listen, most people who graduate seminary don't know the name of the angel. His name was Lo. So, but it's not in any of the modern translations. So if you're a King James only, you're good to go. As I was thinking for my sermonette this morning on what verse to use, it's typically when you do Christmas and you do the Nativity, you're looking at Matthew or you're looking at Luke. But we're going to go where Jake started this morning. I had no idea they were doing that, and I prepared for it. So if you got your copy of God's Word, turn to the Gospel of John. And it's amazing. If I knew it, so I'm listening for it as we go through this morning, that a whole bunch of the songs I talked about the light. And an angel sang, so the light in the darkness. And we talk about light in the world. And people don't often read in John in the first chapter, verses 1 through 12. But listen, you have the nativity here. And you have the gospel here. You have the incarnation here. You would have all you need to know about God and about what he did for us. I'll read verses 1. We'll go through 14 in the book of John and Jake got half of it. We'll go back and repeat what he says. In the beginning was the Word. Now that's a John term. There was Christ. There was Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him. And apart from him, no one thing was created that has been created. In him was life. And that life was the light of men. And there it is. We'll see this term time and time again, this light. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and darkness did not overcome it or did not receive it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, this John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testifying about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light, the true light that gives light to everyone who comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Here's the gospel, guys. But to all those who receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not of the natural descent or of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of God. And 14, here it is. The word became flesh and dwelt among men. We observed his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, the Father, full of grace and truth. You can go to Matthew, and you can go to Luke, and you can get all the details of the shepherds and Joseph being a righteous man and the king's coming, the wise men coming. But ultimately, it's about this one verse, and this verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among men. That's it. That's the Christmas story right there, as simple as it gets. That's the incarnation. Go back to verse 1 and talk about God. Jesus was eternally with the Father, Trinity, eternally existing before he creation even became. But the Father sent the Son who became flesh and dwelt among men. And Mark, I know, talked about some last week and talked about Jesus. He's going to save the world. Emmanuel, God with us. The Father sent the Son to dwell among us. And we've heard it talked about. We really can't grasp your mind around that. We can read about it. We can talk about that. We can receive that. But ultimately, that just the Father, because he loved us. That's a love we really can't understand. That he sent a Son, the incarnation, to become man. And as Mark talked about last week, you go in the second book of Philippians, and he says, he gave up much of what he had. Now, he never became less God. He was always 100% God and became 100% man. He never gave up anything. He chose not to use certain attributes he had. But willingly did that. Willingly went to the cross, as it describes in Philippians 2. Suffered that horrendous death for us. That's really, stop and think about it for a moment. I have no idea what heaven's going to be like. I mean, I read about it. I got this idea in my brain. I do. It's going to be a glorious day. Going to be the presence of God Almighty. No more suffering. No more pain. We know these things. And I'm looking forward to that day that I will be there. But I cannot imagine eternally existing before in heaven and leaving that. I'm looking forward to that. That's a step up, right? No doubt. That's more than we can ever imagine. It's a step up. But imagine willfully taking that step down. Stepping from heaven, which is in some places considered just light in the presence of God. And as John describes, he steps into darkness. And the world didn't receive him. He said even his own rejected him. The light didn't deceive it, but it couldn't overcome the light. And it says a whole bunch of times here, calls him the light of the world. And then you go into John 18, go to John 8:12, he describes himself as the light. And the beauty of the light, the light came into the darkness. No, darkness didn't receive him and didn't want him. For those who did receive him, they became his heirs, his adopted heirs, and that's us today. No matter who you are, listen, no matter who you are today, you're in one of two places. You're in darkness or you're in light. I'm not talking about physical. Obviously, we're in physical light. I'm talking about spiritual darkness. In spiritual light. There's no in between. There's no gray area. I don't know who you are or where you came from this morning. I don't see your hearts. I don't know you. But I guarantee you that there's no gray area in this. You're not sort of walking in between. You're walking in darkness, absent from Christ. You're walking in darkness, spiritual darkness, absent from Jesus. Or you're walking in eternal light because you have received him, as the word says here in 12 says, but to all those who receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of natural descent or the will of flesh or the will of man, but of God. If you've been born again, as he says in John, as you talk to Nicodemus, you must be born again of spirit and water. You can't be in between. You can't be just sort of walking into light, sort of going backward and forward. This morning, as we brought Christmas, I want you to think about, where are you today? You're in spiritual darkness, separated from him. Or you're in his light, eternally with him. No separate. Nothing can separate you from him. And that's the beauty of it also. Either you've been born again, or you continue to live in spiritual death. That doesn't sound like a very peppy Christmas sermon, but that's wonderful news. He came, the incarnate Christ, to live a perfect life, to die on a cross and be raised and ascended into heaven, seated on the right hand of the Father, intervening for me that I can have that eternal life with him. That's the beauty of it. It starts with this. It starts with the Christmas story. It starts with the incarnation. The Word became flesh and dwelt among men, and ends with him, the Word on a cross, taking my sins on himself. That I just believe in him, that I call upon him. If I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, as Romans says, if God raised him from the dead, then I will be saved. And that instant, listen, that instant, you walk away from darkness into light. Never to experience that darkness again. Does that mean we don't have bad things? Of course we have bad things happening in our life. There are trials and tribulations. But spiritual light, nobody can take away from you. I ask again this morning, are you walking in darkness or are you walking in light? It says right here, for those who call upon him, those who accept him, who accept who he is, who call out in their sin, will be saved. So two challenges this morning. One for those, are you in darkness or are you in light? And what was that moment you walked into that light? Because you just didn't sort of grow into it. You didn't sort of go from the darkness and you went to a little more light and a little more, you know, became gray and it became better and better. Suddenly it doesn't work that way. You're in darkness and you're transformed into the light of Christ. At that moment of salvation, the moment that you call out to him, the moment he receives you and you receive him, you move from darkness into light. When was that moment? If you can't think of my prayer, if you can't think of my prayer for you today, is you'll make that decision today. There will be some people in peace fellowship, and there'll be others in churches all over the world today. Won't make that decision because they'll be embarrassed. They'll be afraid of what people will say about them. They'll be afraid they've been in church all their lives. People think they're Christian. They know they're in spiritual darkness. And their pride will keep them from that. I promise you this. The greatest gift you can give anybody you know, the greatest gift you can give to your spouse or your two children, is them to know the knowledge that you're born again Christ and you gave your life to him. My plea to you, my plea to you is that you would call out in your lostness, call out in the darkness, call out to the light, receive the light today. I pray you don't leave. We're in here in just a few minutes with another song. In that song, you let the Holy Spirit work in you. If you need more information, you need more answers, you just need someone to talk to. There's plenty of folks in here, pastors, and just people who know Christ who want to tell you more about him. Find somebody. Let me share with you the greatest news that I ever received, Mark, when I was in darkness, and then when I went in to light. And you can receive that. The other commission I have for you today is if you are in the light, that you share it. I love the middle of this part, and he's John's writing, he's talking about, John is talking about John the Baptist. He says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. If you're a believer today, you need to take that passage and put your name in there. There was a man sent from God. His name was Greg. He came as a witness to testify to by the light so all may believe through him. There was a man sent from God. His name was Tom. There was a woman sent from God. Her name was Toby. There's a woman sent from God. His name was Angela. There's a woman sent from God named Jane. There's a man sent from God named Gary. There's a man sent from God. Put your name in that spot. Because if you're a born-again believer, if you're walking in the light, if you realize who he is, listen, you're in the same spot, John the Baptist. You've been called to go out and testify about the light, to witness about him. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, as Scripture says. I pray in the midst of this Christmas season for those who are believers, those who are walking in the light, we'll do more than just get up tomorrow morning and open our presents and have a great time. Listen, I want everybody to have a great time. Open up whatever present you have, what little you have, what more you have. Enjoy that time with your family. Enjoy the next few days. Enjoy the shows on TV. Enjoy the Grinch or Scrooge or whatever you watch, A Wonderful Life, whatever the movies you decide to watch. By the way, Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. I'm just going to share that with you. So that debate. But there's many wonderful movies you can watch. Family traditions. We all have family traditions we share in, right? Enjoy those moments together. Wonderful times that you can look back on years from now. Remember that time together. But remember, in the midst of that, we need to be sharing that. We need to be sharing that good news. We need to be the bearers of the light into a lost and dying world. The kids had it right. They really do. That's what we're commissioned to do. To take that light and share it with the world. Let it shine. We're not going to hide it. We're not going to blow it out. We're called to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. So if you're a born-again believer, if you're walking in the light, it's your responsibility to go out and bear witness to the light, the Christ, Jesus. That's our challenge for the church. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the moment. But go out and share the light with the lost and dying world. The world is in spiritual darkness. It is. Dying and decaying, it's going to get worse. We have the good news. We have the light. Let's let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. We're going to end in here as the band comes up and sing. You're going to sing another one? Yeah, come on up. I don't know what we're going to sing or what we're going to do. They don't tell me everything. But as we light our candles, I'm not sure how we're doing this. What an opportune time. Listen, what you're holding in your is a physical light. She'll walk you through the process, whatever we're doing. It's a physical light. But as we look at that physical light, we're called to take that physical light and take that spiritual light and share it with the world. Let me pray, and then I'll hand it over to Toby. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this time. God, thank you for the church. We can come and worship. We can share Christmas songs, new and old, as a group and as individuals. I thank you for this time together. I thank you for the opportunity to worship. I thank you we have this time to worship. Do we have a story about a virgin birth, about incarnation of Christ? Lord, I thank you there was a time 32 years ago that you took me out of darkness and brought me into the light. The time I recognized through the work of the Holy Spirit in my life that I realized where I was. And I called out in my darkness, into my lostness. You didn't ask any questions, you saved me. Lord, I pray if there's a single person here this morning who's in spiritual darkness and they know who they are. they're in spiritual dark. They would just recognize this, and in their sin, in their lostness, in their darkness, all they have to do is call out, to confess and call upon the name, and they shall be saved. What a wonderful present they can give to their family, to their loved ones, that they would know they're eternally secure in you. I pray if there's a single person or multiple people out there, your Holy Spirit would move in them. And if they don't make that decision today, Spirit would just hound them through the coming days until they make that decision. Lord, for those of us who've been brought out of the darkness and into the light, I pray we would take our commission seriously, that we're called to go out into a lost and dying world, a spiritually dark world, and share the light of Christ. Give us boldness. Give us conviction to do this. Lord, we pray that all we do, the big and the small, which bring glory and honor to you, we ask these things and pray these things in the mighty, powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and all God's people said, amen.